Good evening, Abba Yisai. Good evening. Tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem, amongst all the topics we'll be discussing about the kavanos to be said by Shachris, and we'll be discussing which kavanos ought to be prioritized. And I hope to start a little bit Siman Mem Ches Siman Beis as well, though it's really part of tomorrow's limud, but there's so much to be discussed tomorrow, so I want to have a bit of a head start in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, we are going to start with top of page 10, which is Parshat Korbanos. Let's see, Vav. Parshat Korbanos, lo yoima ela b'yoim. With regards to the Korbanos that are to be said, this is to be said by day. This is to be... this is in context of Seivov. By Seivov we learned that it's proper to say Pashat Akeido, Pashat Hamon, Aseres Adipus, Pashat Oilo, Mincho, Shlom, Michatos, Ve'osham. He says the Korbanos, the various Korbanos that are to be said, they are to be said by day. The reason being, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkoton Yud Zayin explains, the reason why I would say the Korbanos by Yoim is because in a Korbanos Kevin Ele B'Yoim, that the Korbanos themselves, of course we know the Korbanos are to be brought by day. Similarly, if we say the Korbanos, they are to be said by day as well. Mishnah Berurah does say, Avol Pashta Kiyoyu, with regards to Pashta Kiyoyu, Pashta Tumas Hadeshan, Yochol Oimun Koidim Ayoim, you can't say them. You could say before the day rises. Vim ein lo yipinah. If a person doesn't have time to say the kabbonis in the morning, yocholay megam pash the kabbonis balaylo. You could say them by night as well if needed. If you haven't got time to say kabbonis by day, you could say it by night as well. He seems to be saying balaylo. Why? No, he says the Chatchili shouldn't say it, but if ain't loy pnai, if you Chatchili shouldn't say it. Yeah. He says that if it's more like a Chatchilim b'diavet. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? So he continues and says, Kosa b'shlo, the b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov lo yoyma yirotzoin. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you shouldn't say the Yirotzen dog, Korban, Adov, Bolaim, or Parshat, and Hefzad Le'omron. But the Parshat, it's good to say them on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, but the Yirotzen following that, you shouldn't. Right. No, he says that you could say it before as well if necessary. You could say it. Mishu Ovel, Mishu, I'm skipping a few words. Mishu Ovel, lo yema pashta kabonis. Ovel shouldn't say kabonis. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Zayin. Kshei Sayim Parshas Oila, when a person is finished saying the parsh of the Oila, yema yirotzim lefanecha sheze choshim makubu kili krafti Oila. The reason why we say the kabonis in the morning is because if we say it, that's the best we can do nowadays, we can't bring the Korbanos, but if we say it, it's the second best we can do. So we should say after the Yirotzen, it should be the will of Hashem, that it's as if I actually brought the Korban. That's the Yirotzen that used to be said. That's why you say after Parshas Mincha Shlomim as well. Because they're brought Benedova as well, so therefore, it's appropriate to say it. The Mishnah Berurah is not so, it points out, what about Chatos? Do we say after Chatos the Yirotzen? What is the general Siddur? What is if you look in any Siddur? Oh, Im Nitzchayav Dichat. Chatos, of course, if a person has done an Aveira, brings the Korban Chatos. Can you say after the Yirotzen? The Mishnah Berurah over here addresses this point. And he says that you can't really, it's not so possible you can do that. He says because... says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yudches, Boim Benedova. Aval Ash Acha Pashas Chatos Lo Yoyim Akein. With regards to Pashas Chatos, you don't say the Yirotzen after Pashas Chatos. Lefi She'Eino Bo Benedova. Elim Kein Ova Averu She'Chayovim Olei Chatos. Only if you know you've done an Averu that you need to bring a Korban Chatos, only then you'd say the Yirotzen after that. What is the general, the Siddur? Says it doesn't say, I don't think... V'chein osham v'osham toloi kaim alon de eno bob and adav osa the carbon osham v'kabon osham toloi is only if you know you need to bring it, only then you bring it. There's no nadava. V'achoni kasu b'shem rashal. The achoni write the name of the rashal. Yesh loima that the right wording is to be said. Af le'acha chatos v'osham yirotzen. Even after chatos and osham, you should also say the yirotzen. Yakshem b'loshen tzafek, but you should say it in loshen tzafek. Dahainu. I.e., you should say, Yiratzum Mifonecha, should be the will of you, Mifonecha, Ema Varti Aveira, if I was over in Aveira, Shechayavim Aleh Chatos, that I need to, that would really need to bring a carbon Chatos, Shezenech Shav Kilu Krafti Chatos. It would be as if, that if I need to bring a carbon Chatos, it's as if I actually brought one. In Loshen Tzafek, Vim Lav, and if I'm not obligated to bring a carbon Chatos, Yeke Koyer Batere, at the very least, it should be as if I learned Torah. V'chai Gavnen, similarly, Yoyma Gamken Acha Pashat Osham. Also, Pashat Osham, you should also say the Loshen Tzafek. However, Mr. Boy is not so happy about it. He says, Acha Mokken Avram Hiksha Oid. But the Magrom says, Eich Yoyma Im Nischayavti Chatos. How could you possibly say, go to Kam Chatos and say, Im Nischayavti Chatos afterwards? How could you possibly say, Hokai Melon in Chatos? Isn't there a locha with regards to Kam Chatos? The boy Yediyah Betchile Shechotom. We only bring a carbon chatos if there's an absolute clarity and a certainty that I need to bring a carbon chatos. If there is no yediyah betchila, then you don't need to bring a carbon. Consequently, it al kein hele Morgan Avram. Consequently, says the Morgan Avram, telin chatos lo yem aktali yirotzen. Leave it out altogether. It wouldn't make sense to make it tnai. Im nischayavti carbon chatos. If I need to bring a carbon chatos, then it's as if I said it. It doesn't make sense because it's not appropriate to say Loshon Sofek. This doubt, this Sofek is not appropriate when it comes to Korban Chatos, because if you would be in doubt, you wouldn't bring Korban Chatos anyway. So therefore you don't say the Yirotzen because it wouldn't make a lot of sense. When it comes to Loshon Toli, and then you could make it tnai, but Korban Chatos doesn't make sense. But if a person is unsure, Shema Avra Al Chet, if you're unsure, maybe you did do an Avera over the last 24 hours, I think that one or two of us may apply. Then al chet if you think that you may have been over, it's likely, and you may have forgotten all the averes of the last 24 hours, then it's appropriate to say yochaloy magam ki nirotz nachachatos b'derech tnai. Then you could still say that tnai, because at one point you had yediyah, just you probably forgot about it. Correct. Correct. True, that's right. So the Yirotzen that would apply there as well. Yeah, good point. Right. Now this is that's safe Zayin. Shulchan Aruch continues. Yoyimayim HaKabonos Pasuk V'shachat Oysa Aliyecha Mizbeach Tzofoni Lifnei Hashem. That's like a print in all the Sidurim. After V'shachat Oysa Aliyecha Mizbeach Tzofoni Lifnei Hashem. All we said now, with regards to the various tefillahs that are to be said, as we pointed out in Sif Hei, Toiv Loima, it is right to say, Pashta Kedo, Pashta Mon, Aseres HaDibresh, Pashta Oilo, Mencho, Shlomi Chatos V'Osham. This is Toiv Loima. It is nice to say, as we addressed yesterday. Sif Tes starts off with different words. Sif Tes says the following. Yesh Noyagin Loima Pashta Kiyoy. People have the minik to say Pashta Kiyoy. V'achgach Pashas Tumas Adeshen. After Tumas Adeshen. V'achgach Pashas Tomit. And after Pashas Tomit. V'achgach Pashas Mizbeach Mikdok Teres V'Pashas Simoniak Teres V'asiyosoy. Now, this is, I believe, what Sif Tes is really, what is generally the minik. That's what the Mechaber says. Yesh Noegin, that is generally the minik. So as opposed to Sif Hei, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, which is Toiv Loima, it's a very nice, if you've got time, it's very nice to do it. Sif Tes is slightly different. It's on a slightly more higher level of obligation. It's Yesh Noegin, that is the, it's basically the minik. And that is referred, that's generally what's printed in many Sidurim, is Pashta Kiyoy, Tumas Adeshen, Tomit. That's really basically what the meaning is of many people to say. I want to point out that even when we speak about that, even there is various Minhogim. I think that all the Sidurim Does anybody use an antique Siddur? Anybody seen antique Siddurim? All the Siddurim? Anybody? Yeah, what is this? I'm very curious to see. Yeah, because I think that many of the old Siddurim, tell me if I'm wrong. Well, what do you think old Siddurim have? All the, what do old Siddurim have? If you look in old Siddurim, when printing was, in those days, that printing cost a lot of money. They didn't print Aseres HaDibros and Parshas Hamon, and I think many old Siddurim don't have it. Have you noticed? I think that basically, well, what do you think that I've got? All this is doing. I think that some only have Parshas Tomit. Yeah, is that true?
The English ones, I think, are Parshas Tomit.
Exactly, yeah. Which Siddur are you referring to?
The old, what the red one's called?
Singers. Is that the blue one?
The blue one.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. Right, beautiful. Yeah, that certainly makes sense. It is the most... It makes sense, because that's... The Shulchan Aruch says, Yeshnu Agilayim HaPash, Zakir V'Achka Parash Tumas, Desh V'Achka Tomit. But most important out of those is Parash Tomit, because we're going to see that later in Simon Memches, Parash Tomit is mentioned again. Parash Tomit out of all is the most important. So if a person has to prioritize, he's going to prioritize Parash Tomit, which is in a slightly more elevated level of obligation. Parash Tomit. Yeah, so he does bring everything over here. He does bring Parsha Kedah, and then Parsha Kabonis, he brings Kiyotum, Asadesh, and Tomit. Yeah, he does bring it all. Shachad Oysoi, Ktoiris. Right, because nowadays it's not so hard to print it. It's not, but in those days, yes, Parsha Tomit is the most important, and that's what, well, I'm not surprised, because that's what many old Siddurim, that's what they've got. I was asked, somebody asked today, here's a question, somebody asked me, is there any point, if somebody, I don't know the answer, I'm just sharing it with you, I wonder what you think. Person can't say it all. He hasn't got time. I mean, if you want to say it all, it takes time. If a person hasn't got all the time, but is there any point saying one pasuk of Parshas Kedah, one pasuk of Parshas Hamon, one pasuk of Aseres HaDibros. Let's just go for Anoichi. Parshas Oilam Mincha. Again, there's no absolute obligation. It's just a toiv loyma. Is there any point of just doing one pasuk? I don't know the answer. What do you think about that? What do you think? He's saying that better not to say it than half-baked. Is that what he's saying? Well, he's definitely agreed to that. I'll tell you, I actually also, my feeling is also like, the only svar one could say is that if we think about the reasons behind it all, so the reasons is, my dad's seen now when it comes to Aseres HaDibros, we discussed yesterday, when it comes to Parshas Hamon, it's about Emunah Hashgachah Pratis. So maybe can you, by just saying one possible, maybe that's going to be Me'ore, you Hashgachah Pratis. Yeah, what do you think?
You might as well be better off by
25 seconds. 25 seconds it would be.
One short pass.
Is that preferable? Is that better?
Probably.
Yeah, is that what you think? Better to say one thing proper rather than only bits and pieces. Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference just saying one sentence.
There's no point. You see, there's no point. What did you think? That's a nice way of putting the question. Based on Sif Dalet that we learned, Toiv Me'at Tachnunim, it's rather to say a little bit, when it comes to this extra tefillah, Toiv Me'at Tachnunim, Be Kavona, rather say a little bit, with great Kavona, rather than Me'arbo, it's Beloy Kavona, say a lot. Without Kavona, does that apply even to, could you say that even more? What's your feeling in it? It's hard to know. I don't know the answer. I think it's a nice question. It's a very nice question. Yeah. I do. Somebody else asked me a question today, and I don't know the answer. It's really interesting. Just to get this, I think it's a very nice question if we think about the structure of the Shulchan Aruch. Siman Aleph is Din Hashkamas HaBoker. Where is he up to? He's just about woken up, right? He's just about said Moed Ani. He's not even dressed yet. He's still in bed. We're going to see shortly that he's still in bed. He's not dressed, he's still in bed. And now we're discussing over here which kabbonas are to be said. It's really interesting. He's just about was Negvasa said Moedani, and he's still in bed. And now the Shulchan Aruch is telling us Parsha Kabonis. It's really interesting. He hasn't said Birkas HaTorah yet. Yeah, why is he brought over here? He's still. It's really interesting. I don't know the answer. It's very interesting. A suggestion. It's almost a pure suggestion. Is that because we are talking about? Do you remember we spoke about Tikkun Chatzos? That's right. Spoke about Tikkun Chatzos. So once we mentioned Tikkun Chatzos about crying and being sad about the Beis Hamikdash. So in connection to the Beis Hamikdash, we now mention Kabonis. Lift a bit, right? Very good. Instead of being misyahish about the Chorban Abayis, it's a positive look that if somebody thinks and says, it's always taking Parsha Kabonis as if he actually was Makhiv. So that's about, but it's a bit, the question is a good question. Yeah. Just to finish off this, Simon with Sivkot and Chof in Mishneh Berurah, and Sivkot and Yutes tells us v'shachat oisoi. The Mishneh Berurah says im kabon. We say im kabonis pechayoyim noegin laomu achah parashat tomid. We normally say v'shachat oisoi. Spread an old sidurim, I believe, after tomid and Sivkot and Chof v'shachat oisoi. The Isra Medrash, the Medrash says the kol mishoyim pasuk zeh. Anybody says that pasuk, Hakadosh Baruch Hu zoicha kedas Yitzchok. Somebody who says that, the Rebbe Hashem remembers on for him that kedas Yitzchok. Interesting incident that happens. Heilig Chofetz Chaim when he was 91 years old. Chofetz Chaim, 91 years old. This is a story that Rav Shach Zichroni Levoche used to say about the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. That Chofetz Chaim, when he was 91 years old, he wasn't able to go to the shul anymore. I don't know which shul he normally davened, and if it was Radin Yeshiva, it was the main shul. I don't know where Chofetz Chaim davened, I'm not sure. But when he was quite old, he wasn't able to anymore go to that regular shul. He had a minyan in his house. And only very close Talmidim, as well as his very close relatives, were able to daven. It was just Mamash Minim and Tzumtzum. He was 91 years old. Took him a long time to make it for that many, which took place in his house. Took him a long time to get there. And at one point, he was particularly delayed, and he only got there to put on talis and tefillin, and it was just about to start. Baruch Sha'ama. And he put on his talis and tefillin, then he made a sign to the chazan that they should stop. They shouldn't start Baruch Sha'ama yet. And they stopped. Chofetz Chaim wants to say something. So he opened it, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. He then said, I just want to announce that I've come late. I'm 91 years old. It's quite hard for me to come, but I just want to make sure that you should know, Rabbi Yisai, I've said the Kabonis already. Don't be choshed to me that I haven't said Kabonis. I've said the Kabonis already. I don't need to be choshed because I just put the guitars and tefillin on that. Just manage to come downstairs. Don't suspect me that I haven't said Kabonis. I've said Kabonis already. So this is just out of Chofetz Chaim, and Rav Shach said that he was. Some people think it's not much. I think Chofetz Chaim is very makpid to say Kabonis. We will be talking about it in Simon Memches again. It's mentioned there again about the Kabonis. The first most important is out of all Kabonis is to say Tomid. Yeah. And then in no specific order, all the ones mentioned Seif Tes, which are Kiyoir, Tumas Hadeshen, and these are the three most important. Yeah. Right.
The first thing that gets checked in the morning is Kabonis.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yes, that's yeah, that's right, yeah. Okay, this leads us to Seif Beis. Before we just proceed with Seif Beis, just an interesting Bialoch. I thought it's really interesting the way the Bialoch puts it. Bialoch speaks about this Oseg B'Parash Kabonis. It's a long Bialoch, but at the end I thought it's such interesting words that he says. He says that it's not much, you can't be Oseg B'Parash Kabonis if you're just saying them. The Bialoch says at the end, he says that if somebody wants to say Kabonis and really do it properly, you need to go through the Rambam first and really understand what Kabonis is all about. He says, just to say it, it's very nice, very, very nice to say it, but the ideal way is to understand what you're saying and to go through the Rambam and learn the Halachas a little bit. That's the ideal way of saying it. Right, okay. Siman Beis. Din Levishas Bkodim. The Halachas of getting dressed in the morning. It's a very interesting Shulchan Aruch, a very interesting Halachas. I think I would like to start with Seif Beis. before we move on to, because Seif Beis is really an introduction. Seif Beis says the following: Al Yoimar, a person should not say, Hineini bechadri chadorim, I'm on my own in a room, nobody can see me, Miroyeini, nobody can see me. You never say that nobody can see me. No, never say nobody can see me. Because the Ribono Shel Olam, his presence is everywhere. Never say, nobody can see me, because the Ribono Shel Olam is everywhere. Now this is an introduction. It's an introduction to the halachas of getting dressed. Once we see this, I want to proceed to Sif Aleph. And see what the Shulchan Aruch says over here in Sif Aleph. Lo yilbash chaluka miyushav. Now he's talking about Shulchan Aruch's times, talking about somebody who was sleeping without clothes, just covered with sheets. So the halacha is, if somebody's, not to be misunderstood, it doesn't say it explicitly, but that's what he's referring to. Lo yilbash chaluka miyushav. Don't get out of bed and then get dressed. Don't take the sheet off and then get out. That's lo yilbash chaluka miyushav. So don't do it when don't get dressed after getting out. Elo, rather yikach chalukoi v'yachnis b'roishav v'zroishav b'edenu shoychev. Don't uncover your body completely, but do it when you're still covered under the sheet. V'nimtza, and then when you get up, shomuchos, you'll be covered up when you get up. So the point being, don't get dressed. Don't uncover yourself completely. This is the halacha, which really is all about dignity of a person. The dignity. The question that one could ask is that, well, the Ribono Shel Olam can see through clothes anyway. What does that mean? Al yoyma hineni b'chadri chadori mi ro'eini. Well, what does that mean? Ribono Shel Olam can see what's the point of, what's the side of the halacha? So the point is that there is over here a certain dignity that Ribono Shel Olam, Hilchos Tznius, is all about dignity of a person. This is true for males and it's all about dignity of a person. Self-dignity. So it's nothing to do. The reason that's a mamash choshev yisoid, when we get dressed and the way we get dressed, is not about a social expectations and what is, it's not about that. It's about self-dignity. It's about dignity, the way you're, because the Ribono Shel Olam is everywhere. So it's about dignity of a person. It's true that often it is, we see that the whole time, that the way this is, the gdorim are often according to society, but that's not the mechayev. The gdorim are often according to society, some things which are acceptable in some, we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah here speaks about it, something which are accepted in some societies is taka okay. But it's not the reason. The reason is because of dignity. That's the tznius is all about dignity of a person. And therefore, I think that's an important hakdama to make. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Aleph. Miyushav, the oz behechach is gale gufoy. If you're getting up and then get dressed, then behechi is gotta go for you. Cover your body will be uncovered. The adam tzurich leis naik betznius vebusha lifnei kodesh baruch. A person should be misnaik betznius with dignity and with busha, with self respect and shame lifnei kodesh baruch before the Ribono Shel Olam. Va'afilu kshiu lailo uvechadri chadomi, even if it's night and he's in his room on his own, haloyim alo chol haoretz kvoit, the Ribono Shel Olam is everywhere. There's no difference in night and day. And because of that, the person should always be careful. Because of this reason, a person should not cover himself because of that reason. As little as possible, a person should cover himself. Even a little bit. These are the crucial words over here. Whatever the words of the Shulchan Aruch is, whatever is normally accepted to be covered, you need to be covered as well. What is very good? Ramosh speaks about that. Who is he talking about? I mean, if you look at the outside world, is that really the defining? Is that we're going to be defined according to the goyish world? Certainly not. So it's talking about, I don't know if it's necessarily have to be dafkiden, but the dignified, the lashon which is brought down in the post game is that how they would stand in front of a king. Now this, I don't know how you'd put it in today's terms. I suppose nowadays in the business world, in the more, well, in the more, No? In the more, maybe in the more, how would you define it? What's the equivalent? What would be the equivalent in 2015? Pardon?
Human beings.
What would be nowadays the defining factor? Because it's an important halacha. How do you define, the Mishnah speaks about elbows, he speaks about socks even. Which is the elbow, the neck should be covered, Mishnah says, Al Kain therefore in polis, which is the socks. Yirele lofsham. Make sure that you have socks. Or lefoshtem gam kitachas asadin. Make sure that you have. Mishnah Berurah says you should have socks. But that the poskim already agree nowadays. It's true that it's so accepted nowadays that in a person's house there's no obligation to keep at all times. So I mean, socks maybe yes, but not on the sadin. Not on. You don't have to cover yourself on the sheet with socks. That the poskim agree nowadays. But on general terms, the way a person should rest is more. He has to cover himself in a more. Has to cover himself. That's Hilchas Nias. Yeah.
Well, I said about standing before the king. It depends where you are. If you're a usual person, then you
wear a suit
or something. But if you work in the army,
even if you work in the wherever you are, when you go in front of the king, you'd get rest appropriately. You would. Definitely. But the halacha of minig amedinis is something which is discussed in Moshe in great length. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person should try to cover himself. We're going to see it, but not now. But we're going to see that the Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah Berurah makes some distinction between davening and not davening. Some halachas are more halachas. And more stringently when it comes to davening than the rest of the day. But this is not the rest of the year. We'll be discussing that in due course.